This is Ben Plotinsky, the managing editor of City Journal. With me today is Kay Heimowitz, a contributing editor at the magazine, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and the author of an article in the new issue of City Journal entitled Love in the Time of Darwinism. Kay, welcome.
Thank you.
Kay, what inspired you to write this story?
I had written a piece about, last winter, I guess it was, called Child Man in the Promised Land, in which I had objected on behalf of many young women I knew to the kind of juvenile nature of a lot of young men these days. And I took a look at this kind of entertainment industries that had grown up around these young men. I looked a lot at the video games, at the Maxim magazine, a lot of the movies and the Comedy Central and that kind of thing, and suggested that one of the reasons that we were seeing this child man, as I call him, arise was because men, young men in their 20s and even into their 30s, no longer feel any real need to get married, and that it was marriage that made guys grow up. Leave them alone, don't put any pressure on them, and they're going to act like kids. Well, the piece generated a torrent of email and a lot of blog response as well, and I observed in a lot of the responses that I got several threads that made me curious, and I decided to look into some of what these guys were saying, most of which was, it's not us, it's the women. And the women are entitled, they're full of themselves, they're narcissistic, they're selfish, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, is that a line of argument that you buy?
I don't think the women are any worse than the men. I have a neutral, neutral approach to that question. I do think that their men are responding to something real, which I would put more this way. They are trying to figure out what the rules are in a post-feminist age. It may seem simple, and a lot of women I will say things like, well, we just want to be treated as human beings. Well, frankly, what does that mean? Human beings are either men or women. People expect to relate to you, especially when it comes to dating and mating, as a woman or man. So that doesn't help. And a lot of men find that women are kind of making the rules up as they wish, as they go along, and the guys that are clueless. For instance, should a man pay for dinner, let's say? It seems obvious to a lot of women that they should, but a lot of men say, well, why? I thought we were equals. In many cities in this country at this point, young women are actually out earning young men, so there's not that logic behind it anymore. You do see from a lot of the dating websites I looked at, a lot of the books that I read by young women, certain expectations that men should act in more traditional ways. But you can understand why men might say, I don't get it. Why should I?
And now we come to the crux of the matter, I guess, what you call Darwinism in the story and called by a few other names as well. This, as I understand it, is the response of at least some young men to this dating chaos?
Yes. An awful lot of men get fed up enough that they begin to think, well, I must be doing something wrong here. I'm assuming that I should act like the nice, sensitive, intelligent, and feelingful young man that my mother told me I should be and that Oprah would want. But in fact, what I find is that women are not interested in nice guys. They're interested in what these men refer to as alpha males. They want tough guys. They want guys who project a sense of male power, of testosterone. And a lot of them really kind of self-consciously go about trying to enact this kind of Joe Sixpack kind of persona. So there are even all sorts of groups that teach this kind of dating approach. There's something called the seduction community that I describe in some detail in the piece, and you can find it all over the internet. There are websites called Seduction Chronicles, Seduction Tutor, etc., etc. There are hundreds, as near as I can tell, of gurus teaching men how to act like an alpha male, or a pickup artist is what they call themselves. And these young men who join these groups are in awe of the men who can project this alpha persona and are convinced that they are enormously successful with women as a result of doing that.
Well, two questions for you then, Kay. First of all, are they right? Is this at least an effective way of meeting and picking up women? And second, even if it's effective, is it right?
Well, to take the first question, I think that they are possibly partially right. I don't think it's the whole story. First of all, we have to distinguish between women and other women. And some women are attracted to the nice guys. There's no question about it. But there do seem to be a lot of women who continue to feel attracted to men who are, yeah, alpha guys. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. These days, even though we are well past the feminine mystique era, women still continue to want to marry men who are taller, who are slightly older, who are richer than they are. Now, why would that be? There is something to the Darwin theory, I think, that women continue to be attracted to men who have who project or imply a little more power than they themselves have. So that's number one. Answer your second question about whether this is a good thing. No, it's not a good thing in the end, and I think it hurts a lot of men as well as women that this is happening because, after all, we are not pure animals. We have culture, and our culture is one that has given us the opportunity to have not just animal-like relations, but more human and companionate relations. And my concern is that a lot of the bitterness that has evolved out of this dating in the age of Darwinism is that men become less able to be the kind of companions that women want. And from what I can see, and to take their complaints seriously, women may be doing much the same thing. Maybe there is something about the lack of any scripts, of any dating or mating scripts, that causes people to be, if anything, more inclined to act according to biological urge rather than through cultural norms.
Thanks very much, Kay. Kay Heimowitz's story, Love in the Time of Darwinism, is available at City Journal's website, www.city-journal.org. This is Ben Plotinsky with Kay Heimowitz saying, to all you daters out there, good luck, you're going to need it.